KQED.
Despite some recent relief at the pump, gas still costs about 65 cents more per gallon than it did a year ago here in California. And that's got some people changing their driving habits in order to save money. Fewer trips mean less gas. But what if that also meant cheaper car insurance? As Gretchen Weber reports for our occasional series, Miles to Go, there's a new kind of auto coverage in California that closely ties how much you drive to how much you pay.
Nancy Bell retired a few months ago. She left her home in suburban Massachusetts, and she moved to a bright 16th-floor apartment in a high-rise in Oakland, California. Bell's new home is close to public transit and just blocks from a bustling shopping district, which is just what she was looking for.
That was, in part, one of the reasons that I bought it, thinking that as I get older, chances were that eventually I would not be driving as much. And I want to be as independent as long as I can.
Now that she's on a fixed income, Bella's looking to save money by walking more and driving less, and by signing up for a new kind of auto coverage that just became legal in California. It's a little different from your standard insurance. Sure, the premiums are based on your age and driving record and car value, but they're also tied very closely to how much you drive. The broad term for this kind of approach is pay-as-you-drive insurance.
It's been very popular.
Jake Stewart is an insurance agent in San Francisco with State Farm, one of the first California insurers to offer a plan like this. He says the plan is good for most drivers and for his employer.
The goal of an insurance company is to appropriately match price to risk. We think that this program will allow us to do a better job of that. That'll mean more steady rates for the company, less volatility, and better long-term planning.
The idea of pricing insurance based in part on how much you drive is not new. In fact, California law mandates it. But up till now, most insurance companies dealt with this by offering just a few different mileage brackets. The new State Farm program has 40 brackets based on 500-mile increments. That changes things by giving the driver a lot more control over her premium. For example, if I skipped one weekend road trip to Tahoe, I'd not only save on gas and ski tickets, I'd also have a lower car insurance bill. Not a lot lower, just $20 or so, but some experts think that even a small incentive like this could actually motivate people to change their behavior.
There are a lot of costs and environmental impacts of driving.
Justin Horner is a transportation analyst with the nonprofit Natural Resources Defense Council. He says that in California alone, this approach to auto insurance could cut up to 2.5 million tons of carbon dioxide.
Which is equivalent to everything that we're trying to do with the medium and heavy duty fleet regulations or the Million Solar Homes Initiative. So it does have the possibility to have a significant impact.
The Brookings Institution agrees. According to one study, if all drivers in the United States paid for insurance by the mile, driving would decrease by 8%. Judith Soto hopes so. She's also an Oakland resident who recently signed up for the new program.
The primary motivation was financial, but I just recently learned that I'm expecting a baby, and I think I've become even more aware and more sort of the importance of having a clean environment, I think, has become even more important to me.
The State Farm program relies heavily on customers self-reporting their mileage. That's an extra step some people might find inconvenient. And also, what's to keep people like Soto from cheating?
I like to think of myself as an honest person, but I do get the temptation, but I think that I probably won't.
Soto says part of the reason she signed up in the first place is because she wants to drive less. This insurance simply gives her the added incentive. And the thing that's really unique about it is that it's a positive incentive rather than a negative one, meaning a lot of policies designed to get people to drive less make it more expensive, like raising the gas tax or creating more tolls or charging higher parking fees. This works the other way. Rather than making driving more expensive, it just makes not driving that much cheaper. For the California Report, I'm Gretchen Weber.
And you can see and hear everything from our series Miles to Go online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.